Yeah. So we on Thursday, did we go a little overtime Thursday?
No.
Right? So on Thursday we mostly covered what we needed to discuss about the Havamina of Kiddushin Bal Korcha. And the idea was to basically to place the requirements of Kiddushin, right, in context or in the framework of other kinyanim, and to see whether or not there's a possibility that you would require either less ratzon and das in kiddushin than other kinyanim. The idea behind that would be number one, the yatzav ha'isa, the connection to get as a paradigm, possibly something like tavlamet of tandu on the woman's side, but as I say, that does register a little bit, but not so much. But the paradigm of get certainly does register. Talmidei Rashba, Tosas Toch, I think I mentioned, the Rach ben Shmuel, which I'll read in just a second, that possibility. Again, the formulations on the husband's side and on the wife's side, and you could be mechalek in either direction, as we noted, also, you know, are kind of nourished by the idea that of the Ran in Nedarim and Aflamid, the way that the Xos at least projects it, which is that the emphasis on that one line, which is that she is kind of mafkir atzma, so that even in her consent, she isn't really conceding. She's just kind of establishing that she doesn't object, or she's kind of relinquishing her right of refusal, you know, in a certain sense, and then he's Makadeshur. So again, if you take that one line, which the Xos was very, very impressed with, it sounds like you don't really need Ritzona, just that she has the right of refusal. And that, you know, is a way to downgrade, I guess, that requirement. On his side of it, the point would be, A, the outlet of get later on, which requires less interest to begin with, or less of a focus to begin with, as well as, again, for the Avnei Miluim, Ksos, etc., zeroing in on that line in the Rajba, that, you know, there's no Chepza here at all. It's not a typical Kenyan. He doesn't acquire her, she's not acquired by him. And therefore, maybe the heavy lifting, you know, of regular kinyanim, you know, is unnecessary in this particular case. And the truth is that we'll discuss this more fully. That I don't think the Rajba, I depart company a little bit with the Ksos on this. I don't think the Rajba is an indication that we require less. If anything, it's just different, or maybe even more. The point is that this is all about, as we've said before, a kinyan reflecting, not acquisition. Acquisition is just the most ubiquitous, the most commonplace, in other words, a kinyan that we know of. But a kinyan isn't about acquisition. A kinyan is about a legal relationship. And the legal relationship here is one which, if anything, maybe for exactly those reasons, or reflected by the fact that there's no chafetz, requires a greater sense of commitment. Again, and Shua had mentioned, I mentioned that Gileon HaShas tries to work with this idea as well. Another possibility, that is if we looked at the Isha only as a Sadeh Shalabal or Chafza, with Shonos that, you know, sometimes appear. Again, I think if we examine them, they mostly are, you know, just one dimension. Certainly that's the case in terms of the Chinuch. They're not the whole story, but if we were to zero in on those things, then these were three or four different factors, let's say, which might justify the possibility of having less rigorous requirements in the case of Kiddushin than otherwise. And again, the Avnei Miluim does suggest this for, you know, his explanation of the discrepancy of the Shulchan Aruch, whether we paskin like, you know, the Itur or the Rambam between Eben Hoezer and Choshen Mishpat. On the other hand, I think that obviously that's one view. The middle view is the view that we have the same requirements in Ishus as we have anywhere else. And again, it's reflected by the line in the Rajba, like Mechatesi, there's such a Gemara. We're talking about, you know, Kinyanim, And every kenyan needs ratzon and das. It's also reflected by, that's in the challenging the Havamina. It's reflected in Rashi and Kiddushin in the second parak, who says, of course you need das isha. It's a kenyan. So of course that is a very reasonable suggestion that the typical requirement of kenyanim in terms of level of das for kona and for makna apply here. And then the third option, which I think is maybe the most compelling, is the idea that maybe we require a higher level of das and ratzon in ishus. And again, I just mentioned that. That would explain, that would work very well for the Gemara's Havamina if the Havamina wasn't that you could have Kiddushin Bal Karcha, but that even Taluya Mezavin Zvini Zvini, which works in Dine Mamanis, is not going to work in Ishus. And especially if that, issue is not dependent upon, Dinim Durabanan or Afkin Durabanan the Kiddushin Binei. Which again, if you look at the Gemara Bava Basra, certainly Rav Ashi is working with Afkinu. But as we noted, the Rambam never explicitly quotes Afkinu. I think Eli brought to our attention that the Ksam Sofer and Bava Basra thinks that even in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is not working, with Afkinu. Even if the Gemara there is working with Afkinu, on the husband's side of it, this is an issue. And even on the wife's side of it, there's a possibility that our Gemara is not operating with a Meimar or a Vashi. Either way, if indeed you require a higher level of Das and Ratzon in Ishus, that's certainly not something that surprises us. Again, we have to look at it in terms of the Baal and in terms of the Isha, right? And as we discussed, there's a certain tension there, too. On the other hand, he has a way to extricate himself, and therefore you might think his level of iskaibus, since he's not signing on for something he can't get out of, is less. On the other hand, ki yikach ishisha, he's creating this chalos, and therefore as the active party and the initiator and the one who generates the kinyan, we might require more of him. On the other side, as I say, she is the one who's making the bigger commitment in a certain sense. If you wanted to throw in tabla metav, you could say it's true, but she's also more open, let's say, to a wider perspective. Either way, that's a secondary question. If we're going to be mechalek between das, we might take it as a package in either direction, the Baal and the Isha requiring more, the Baal and the Isha requiring less, or we might be mechalek and think that there's a difference between the Baal and the Isha, and then we might go in either direction. You also might end up with more complications, if you thought that one of them requires more and the other one more than other kinyanim, and that the other one requires less than other kinyanim, which also is a reasonable view. So this is pretty much where we're at. I just wanted to highlight for one second the get issue, because I think it's interesting. As I say, it does appear, the get paradigm does appear in some of the Rishonim. And it's just a little bit interesting. It's worthwhile, just looking at all the cases, but we're not going to look at all. I'm just going to look at two for the moment, just to highlight it. What is the maskana, right? If the Havamina of the Gemara was real Bal Karcha, and the maskana is, and if the Havamina is based on the Yatzav HaHoysa and the paradigm of Get, so really what is the maskana? So in light of what we've discussed, there are numerous problems, with Bal Karcha. And in the end of the day, no one really has to lose any sleep over the Maskana Sagamara, that you can't just, impose your will or your bailus or your kinyan, on an isha. We pretty much are very comfortable with that conclusion. The Havamina, if that's really what the Havamina was, according to that group of Rishonim, is more difficult to explain than the Maskana. But it's still intriguing to see what the Lashonos of the Rishonim, if they weigh in on it, emphasize. So again, are they going to tell us that, the in a Meiri-esque fashion, lo yinach da bas l'Avram Avinu? Again, however, that's to be interpreted. We discussed two ways. Are they going to say there's no mitzaref, and therefore there's no mechanism? Of course you can't have bal karchach when you have no previous link with the other party. Are they going to be mechalek between, you know, the creation of Ishus and the dissolution of Ishus? Or the difference between koneh and makneh? Or the difference between kinyan and nesina? Right? There could be numerous ways to formulate, again, it's not a surprising maskana, and because there are so many ways to justify it, it's not problematic. But it is curious and important, even, right, to try to look at the Lashono. So, not so many of the Rishonim who formulate the Havamina formulate the maskana. But I'll just give you two examples here that appear in the... in this Kamai. The first one is Rabbeinu Hananel, as I mentioned, Rabbi Shmuel, who definitely weighs in on this problem, right here on the Beis Omid Beis, and it's on page 24, in the Kamai, for those who have the book. So V'hoya Choshev Sha Kiddushin Kamo HaGerushin Dechsiv Yatza Mi Beiso V'hoisa. Again, words to always, you know, kind of double underline, right? Nami makshina right? Just as we make the comparison to introduce kinyan shtar, so shu too, we should say, if that's balkarcha, this is balkarcha. Obviously, those are very different ideas. So it's kind of a radical idea. Right? She says no. But you know, if objectively a kinyan takes place, right, because it's this, you know, shtar is becheka, or this kesef is becheka, that would work. And here's the language that I wanted to bring to your attention. Aval, this is on page 25. Bal korcha, is it up there? You have the kamai? How did you do that? Really? Well, okay, I didn't know that. Oh. Is it out in a separate book? Oh, is it? Oh, okay. He has a lot of interesting things. Okay, great. I didn't realize I had that in the bar. I'll have to congratulate the proper authorities on that. Anyways, the Avobal Korchalo, the Hasam Gabe Geirishin, right? He ishto v'kinyano ulefikach matzi lafuka bal korcha. Avozu hila atzma velo tinase elamishi hi rotsa. Right. So this is basically, saying there's no mitzaref here. It isn't the social problem, you know, which also would, you know, again broadly or specifically in Ishus, and it's not the difference between a kona and a makne per se, right, or between Ishus and Gerushin in terms of what kind of chalos it is, right. It's simply, here you have a relationship. You can have a dominant party within that relationship vis-a-vis certain things. In this other case, you don't have a starting point, right? There it's he ishto v'kinyano, and here it's zuli atzmo v'lo tinase l'misherotza. So that is an important formulation. Later on, the he has it also in the Talmidei HaRashba. Oh, 1 second. It's on page 30. 1 second. Let's see if I can find it here. If not, I'm just going to let it go. Ode shalom hainu tama de sol kadai dech lemeimer da filo bal karcha teve mikudeshes de kivin de makshe avayi liyitzia itana b'masisun eish kone hava mina de lagamri makshe avayi liyitzia ma yitzia bal karcha miskaresh esaf avayi nami bal karcha avla hachse de kone ishan Nicknames Gully on the Afagab the Bi Alma Akshia Vaili Tsia Hani Mili legabe kiddushin bishtar of le'inyan the name of the bal korcha to have a mekudeshes lo iskash. This is the Talmud Harajba. Doesn't tell us so much. It's more focused on limiting or confining, you know, the hekesh of Havaya L'Yitziyah. Havaya L'Yitziyah teaches you kiddush shtar. It doesn't tell. It teaches you a mode of kinyan. It doesn't imply that there is somehow any sort of larger comparison between entering and exiting the ishus. So this is a different emphasis. This is basically denying the assumption of the question, as opposed to, well, you know, zeroing in on the difference. It's saying, you know, if Rabbeinu Chananel Brav Shmuel, you know, was saying, well, just, you know, like we introduced the mode of Kiddushei Shtar through Yotzev Ahoysa, Hu Hadin, right, or Hachanami, you know, that should affect also the conditions of the Kinyan, right? So the answer is no, you know, kind of Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho, or maybe that's too harsh, but the point is designating, defining, you know, what is a method of Kiddushin, that there should be some sort of correspondence between Gittin and Kiddushin. As for the, you know, details of how you go about implementing that Kinyan, Beratzon, Balkorcha, what level of Ratzon, understandably, that's totally different, because these are two totally different ideas. Later on, here on page 69, again, probably a few others, I'll just happen to go to this book, so I have it. The Tosis Rabbeinu Shmuel Brav Yitzchak and Tosis Toch here on page 69 in this, Hey Amud Aleph, you have like page numbers there? It doesn't go through that, though. Oh, you only had the Rabbeinu Chananel Brav Shmuel. I got it. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, got it. So anyways, in the Tosis Rabbeinu Shmuel Brav Yitzchak, Ma Yitzia Bishtar, Af Havai Bishtar, Le'inyan Shetiskadesh Bal Korcha, Ein Svara Lilmod Makne Mikone. Okay, that's already emphasizing. Is that another way of saying what the, you know, Rabbeinu Chananel Brav Shmuel said, which is, oh, this is already within a relationship and therefore it can be dominance. There's, you know, you're talking about creating a relationship when none previously exists and you can't. Or is he distinguishing between being makne and being kone? The problem isn't the mitzaref. The problem is the level of das in, just like, in other words, what I mean by this is, just like the discussion between the Bala Itur and the Rajba, right? What requires a higher level of das? Right, bringing something into your rishus, right, or expelling it from, or allowing it to be taken from your rishus. Right, do you need more das makne or more das kone? That's a debate between the Rajba and the Itur. Again, my take on it is not that and not that. It depends on the mode of kinyan. It depends on the particular kinyan that we're talking about. Doesn't necessarily have to be. There might be a default, you know, greater requirement of one or the other, but it also depends on what method of kinyan you're using, and it depends on what, you know, application of kinyan. But anyways, it sounds a little bit like that's what they mean to say, and that is that to be makne, you can maybe makne bal korcha, but you can't be kone bal korcha. Okay. Lilmod makne mikone. And again, the other one is the ha-kinyan shol yitzia bal korcha shol kone, ha-inu ha-isha. Aval havaya ha-ish hu ha-kone. So is that, that sounds like a little bit of a different point. Not the difference between kone and makne, but the difference between the roles of the ish and the isha. Okay. So anyways, I'm just giving you these as an example. I think there are a few other lashonas as well, but certainly this is relevant to what we have been trying to establish here. Okay, so having said that, let's move a little bit further with this. This idea that bal korcha and ratzon, the level of das that is required and so on, the factors that would make bal korcha possible or to leave his oven unacceptable in this particular case. So we have a full range of views, and we've also discussed the three Lashonos in Rashi, Rashi Nivamos, Rashi in the second parak of Kedushin, Rashi in Bereshis, in terms of the Makar and how that fits in, right? I also mentioned the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Perlo based on the Levush right? Let's say you have a case of get mi'aba, assuming that either the circumstances or the default means that there's no heter l'kula alma, but there is an iser l'baal. So if you wanted to remarry in that circumstance, would that be an exception to the rule? Would that be a case where there is kiddushin bal karka or not? And once again, in terms of a kind of drachei hadarchei noam or betzaref, you might take one perspective. And in terms of the nature of the kinyan and the yitziras achalos, you might take a very different perspective. But again, you have to plug the levush into all of that. In terms of nisuin, we've also discussed the havamina of Tosas in Ksuvas, and the view of some of the mefarshim that, some mefarshim say, well, whatever you're going to say about kedushin, you're going to say about nisuin. That's very understandable, very acceptable. What's more intriguing is if you take the view that even once we know that kedushin cannot be bal karcha, right, we still think that nisuin might be bal karcha, and that, again, can be explained in terms of the mitzaref idea, because there is a kesher here. But it also can be explained in a few other ways. And one is that there's a difference between a gemar and a tchilas kinyan. And by that I mean one of two things. Number one, when you have a gemar as opposed to a tchila, or one of three things, when you have a gemar as opposed to a tchila, right, maybe, the das or the ratzon that you already have in the tchila, right, just, automatically continues. Or it's there, and it applies. And maybe you can't retract it either, frankly. There is evidence for such an idea. We'll see it, actually, when we talk about Kinyan Sudar. There can be... The Gemara says that, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Vein Tzarif Lomar Ksov, which means that if you make a Kinyan Sudar in the presence of two witnesses, then the witnesses have the right to produce a shtar automatically, as opposed to other kinyanim. If you make a kinyan kesef in the presence of two witnesses, let's say kesef on a karka, or you acquire a piece of real estate with kesef, without the explicit command of the owner, right, of the mischayev, you don't have the right to produce a shtar, right? But kinyan sudar b'fnei shnayim ein tzarich lomar ksuv. Now, why that is, we'll discuss, when we talk about Kinyan Sudar more fully. We discussed it a little bit last year. For those who were here, we talked about Sudar a little bit, or partially. But there is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim regarding the following. When we say that, is that only the default? Or is that even if he doesn't want it? Like, let's say the Mischayev says, you should know, Edim, this kinyan that I'm making in your presence, I don't want you to translate that into a shtar. So 90% of the Rishonim, 85% of the Rishonim, take the view that, if that's what he explicitly tells you, the Mischayev, then you can't produce a shtar. However, there are some views in the Rishonim, quoted by the Ramban and others, that, no, kinyan b'fnei shnayim, the Ein Tzarich Lomar Ksovu means even Bal Korcha. So, again, it might be a little bit different situation. I'm just trying to give you a parallel. One explanation that accounts for this would be that you're already implicit in the Das, for reasons that we're not going to discuss right now, implicit in the Das of Kinyan Sudar is already kind of a tzivui of Shtar. And you can't withdraw it if that's what it contains. It's not just an umdana, you did this, therefore probably you mean that. If it's an umdana, and these are two different deos, right, which is what I mean by das, plural, as opposed to saying dases, so then, I don't mean deos like more than one person weighing in, though. If that's what it is, and it's just an umdana, then of course you can interfere with it. By the way, the umdana that normally applies in this case doesn't apply here, of course. But if the point is that implicit and included already, in Kinyan Sudar is the charge, or is the level of das to, justify the creation of a contract, of a shtar, So then it's an open question, but can you split it away if it's naturally there? And if the answer is no, so then it's there. So what I'm saying is, one way to explain why, if there's you don't need das for nisuin, or you can have nisuin bal karka, even if you have kiddushin, you know, dafka, kiddushin must be baratzon, is not so much to zero in on the difference between the requirements of kiddushin and nisuin, as much as to say that implicit, you know, in the das kiddushin, and in such a way maybe that can't even be withdrawn, right, is that there is das leishus, right, to all of its phases. As the gemar, you know, all it needs is to be metzuraf to the das betchila. The das betchila automatically applies to the gemar. That's what I'm giving you. I'm not suggesting you can't be mechalik between these two things. I'm just giving you as a model. Another way to look at it is, and this becomes more important for us, is that, you know, there's a difference between the das level requirements of a tchila and a gemar, or at least an ishus. Tchilas ishus and kinyan ishus requires a certain level of das. But maybe the gemar part, right, because even if you were to take, and let me make crystal clear what I mean by this, because I'm hinting at what we've talked about a lot, but I'm not saying it explicitly, so let me say it explicitly. To what extent, right, is the question that we're now discussing connected with the question that we've discussed in our Hagdama, and that is whether Nisuin is part of the progression of Kiddushin, right? And it's phase two of the Ishus, but phase two in a progressive way, meaning it's the same kind of Kinyan. You know, you made one step and now you're completing it, right? So if that's the case, you know, the question of whether you made a little step and now, you know, you're completing with a massive step, or you made a half step and then you're completing with the other half, or you made a, you know, two-thirds or four-fifths step and then you're completing with a little step, may enter into the picture. But either way, what you might say is that a kinyan, which has a tchila and a sof, a tchila and a gemar, just by virtue of the fact that it is the gemar, doesn't require das. Of course, again, it's easier to say it if it's a smaller step. And certainly that may be true for the model that we mentioned a second ago too, which is if the point is that, you know, in the tchila, in the tchila, you know, you did most of the heavy lifting, so, you know, that das automatically applies to B. It's harder to say that, you know, A is like a teeny little step. You know, all the das is concentrated there, and yet it diffuses, you know, to the right. You could say it. I don't dismiss it. But all I'm saying is, one model is the das betchila continues. That implies that there is a progressive, you know, kind of a phase two. Or when you have a phase one and a phase two, right, phase two doesn't need das. Phase one has das. That's not the same as saying the das of phase one is mitzuref also to phase two, right? But I think that there is a third perspective, and that, of course, is particularly if you take what we've been projecting as Shita Saraba, which is that nisuin is a gemar, but not in a progressive way, but by virtue of the fact that these are opposites. It's the oser, you know, that ultimately leads to the matir. Because then what we might say is that, well, these are really two different, it's not a progression, right? And it's certainly not, you know, a teeny missing step. So really you have the oser and you have the matir. So you have two different phases, but they're really two different, they're complementary because they're opposite. It's hard to say that, if you're going to say that the das of A is an abeyance for B, it's hard to say, you know, per se, that, you know, as a gemar, you don't need das. But what you really attractively, compellingly even, could say is the whole point here is that phase one is the kinyan and the oser, right? And that requires das. Phase two is the maisa, which is a matir. And in a certain level, it's the obstacle. You need to do the chuppah as a matir for heter isha labala, or as a symbol, right, that solidifies, you know, she'ero zuishto, you know, with regard to other halachos, you know, maybe Rusha Tuma, Faris Nadarim, and so on. And if, you know, until you've done that, you know, all the good work you did in Kiddushin only expresses itself as an Oser and not as a Matir, right? When you do the Maisa Chuppah, you know, then, and she is the shame Nesua, you know, then you get the rest of it. But that part is more of a Maisa. It's not a Kinyan. And even if it is something that results, just 1 second, in the result of Kinyanim, meaning, you know, Sher Ksus, you know, have Kinyan aspects, and Afaris Adarim and Yerusha, you know, at least Yerusha seems to have Kinyan aspects, maybe Afaris Adarim. So, yeah. But that doesn't mean that primarily Chuppah is a Kinyan. It just means that the shame Isha, Gemura, brings with it, you know, Chalos Kinyanim. So if that's the case, so what you might say is, certainly to explain Hava Mina, Kiddushin, of course, requires Das, like any other Kinyan, maybe even more, because you're creating the Chalos. But Chuppah doesn't, not just because of the Tziruf, and not just because, you know, it's phase two and the Das is an abeyance, and not just because phase two, you know, never requires Das, but because the nature of what Chuppah is that it's not a Kinyan, so it doesn't require Das. And I do believe that that works much better for Shitas HaRambam. So while the Rambam, and then I'll take the questions in one more second, while the Rambam, you know, is very clear about the requirement of Ratzon and Das in Kiddushin, and even has, as we discussed, the double formulation, right? That, you know, you need Das and you can't have Bal Karcha. And while the Rambam, you know, possibly is not even working with Hafkinu, right, in terms of, you know, Taluyah V'Zavin not working, at least, Mitzad HaIsha, while all of that is very clear, there is no parallel comment of the Rambam. Now, if you were asking Tosas's question in the beginning of Ksuvas for the Rambam, like, does Nisuin require Ratzon and Das? The Rambam never says that the second phase requires any Ratzon. He doesn't say that it works Bal Karcha, and the evidence in the Gemara is probably that, you know, it doesn't. But not working Bal Karcha is not the same as requiring some level of Ratzon and Das. And if you look at Perek Yud Hilchos Ishos, you don't get any impression that you require, you know, there's no parallel halacha, put it that way, to Perek Daled Halacha Aleph. Moreover, as we already read, when it comes to Ketana Sheniskadsha Shalola Das Aviya, right, so, you know, you need upfront Das when it comes to Kiddush. That was a Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel. But it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam in Ishus, and especially in, right, it was Perek Chabes even more, Perek Chabes of Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam speaks about the parallel Nisuin case even more explicitly. Or is it Chaf Beis? What is it? Chaf Beis? Ketana Sheniskatcha L'da Halacha Hei. Ketana Sheniskatcha L'da Savia. But it's already hinted at in Perek Yud, the one that Yakir correctly pointed out last time, but it's even more explicit here. Ketana Sheniskatcha L'da Savia. V'niseis Shelo L'da Savia. Bein b'fanav, bein shelo b'fanav. Yochol ha'av limchos k'mo shebi'arnu, referring to back to what he wrote in Perek Yud. Afilu shosak ha'av imesa in a bal yorsha elim kein rotza av b'nisuel. So if you compare Perek Gimel halacha Yud Gimel and Perek Chabes halacha Hey, as well as Perek Yud, what was Perek Yud number again? Tedzayim Yuzayim. Again, it's pretty subtle, but it's pretty clear, despite its subtlety, that when it comes to Kiddushin, you need his upfront, the father's upfront input and consent. And in the case of Nisuin, he has the right of refusal. Right? You cannot complete the chuppah bal korcha of the father. That is perfectly clear. But that's exactly what it's formulated as. He has yachol limchos, right? And shasa ka'av in mesa in a bal yarsha, Right? Elam kein rotzah ha'av b'nisueha. But it doesn't have to be b'shas maisa, and it's not a positive requirement. It's a negative uprooting or undermining of the ishus. Then you have that really fascinating, shakla v'tarya, again in the Mordechai Tuf Shin Tezayin, whatever it is, in the second parak of Kiddushin and in the Hagos Mamunios right here, Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. Like, what really does happen if you eliminate the father as a factor completely? Right, there is no father. He died, sadly. Right, he was there for the Kiddush. If he's not there for the Kiddushin, that's called Miun. But if he is there for the Kiddushin and then he dies, right, can the husband impose, the chuppah on her then? That's an echo of Tosas and Ksuvas, right? If there's a father, then not. Maybe even if she's a gedola, the answer maybe not, just because maybe that's, we'll get to it in a second, maybe that's a factor just in the definition of the suin too. But if she's a katana without a father, so we don't really, her das, let's say, is not missing, but it's also not there. And he, as a koach to be ma'akev, right, is not going to be ma'akev because he's not there, right? But do we need his input, or we just need him not to be refusing? That is the argument between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, right, in this particular case. So the fact that the Rambam doesn't have a parallel ein ha'isha niseis ela midaita, right, and that he and the Rif both formulate the din of nisuin and the din of kedushin in a slightly different but importantly different way, I think works beautifully with Shitas Rama. So let me just add something else to the mix, and then we'll go on. But that is, of course, something which we've been hinting at. Just one more second. And that is Eidei Kiddush. I'll take all the questions and just let me get this one pointing first. And that is Eidei Kiyum. Okay? So what, Arya, what's the story with Eidei Kiyum? What is Eidei Kiyum? See, I asked the right person.
We learn Zer Shava from Mammon, Dabar, that you need two Eidim for Dabar Shava Erpa.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, it's a Gemara, right? So let's start, if you can read it for us for a second. 100%, you need two Eidim for Dabar Shava Erpa. That's absolutely correct. What's the background in the Gemara? Again, we're not going to go into this in great depth at the moment, but it's a Gemara in Samechei Amud Beis, right? What's the background? What's the Gemara discussing there?
Background is a guy claiming that he married someone and she did not get.
And she?
Did not get.
Well, okay, but it's a little more complicated than that too.
It's talking about a shavinat to do so.
Hamakadosh b'fnei echad, right? Whether chosh in the kiddushin or not, it really starts on Samech Hey Amud Aleph. Right? You have that line?
Where is it?
Am I saying the wrong thing? What? You have it? Samachem et Aleph, right? Itmar Rav Nachman? Itmar Rav Nachman or Shmuel? Hamakadosh Beit Echad?
Oh, I have already been Hamakadosh Beit Echad. Is it
before or after? Before, go down two lines.
Right?
Go down two lines.
Itmar.
Amar.
Rav Nachman or Shmuel?
Itmar.
Amar Shmuel. Right? I'm Kaddish Beit Echad. Or is it before that?
I'm Kaddish Beit Echad in Chosh in the Kedusha. Fine. So I'm Kaddish Beit Echad in Chosh in the Kedusha.
Yeah.
Shnei Amodah. So even if they both admit, it's still is not common. Is there a little of Nachman? Omer Lisha Kad she?
Yeah. Shnei Amodah Mai. Right. So then the Gemara goes back and forth, right? Oh. Yeah. A few Shnei Moder. Then the Gemara has Esve. You could skip a little bit. How does it all end?
With Papa randomly saying that Yarko
just Omar, let's say Omar Rabba. What is it? How does it go? Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta and Samachem at base. Mishmei Drav Hamikadosh Beit Echad Ein Chol Shel Kiddusha. A few Shnei Modim. Right. Amar Rabba Rav Huna, Mekadosh Beit Echad Beit Dina Rabba Amri Ein Chol Shel Kedushin. Right, Man Beit Dina Rabba Rav Ikad Amri Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Mekadosh Beit Echad Beit Dina Rabba Amri Ein Chol Shel Kedushin. Man Beit Dina Rabba Rebbe. Okay, good. Right, so we're back and forth on this thing. It sounds like mostly we think it's not a problem. Correct?
Yeah.
Ein Chol Shel Kedushin. So then the Gemara says, first of all, there is a debate, la halacha, if you look in Poskim and Shulchan Aruch, whether or not we really are chotish for kedusha of Mekadosh Beit Echad is really a discussion. But the mainstream view is that a Mekadosh Beit Echad ain't chotish for kedusha. Right? Okay, good. Go ahead. So then the Gemara comes up with the key lines, which is, my Havalah. We're just racing through this stuff. My Havalah. In the middle of the pay, in the middle of the Amma. Yeah. Right, that's what Kad gave it a little more confusion in terms of the poskim. But okay, okay.
So
yeah.
What would you
the Yalfas. Which is what you said before. Right? Meaning, if you're good, if that's the makar, then it should be dependent on the criteria of mominus, and we have a rule.
Right.
By the way, this is where Rashi says the ksiva shayomar ki huzeh, hareish asamach al mikvas hadaso. The ksos thought this was like the biggest revolution in the universe. Okay. So, right, and then he just goes with it. Okay, but anyways, that's just a phenomenon. Okay, go ahead. Amalei. Okay, so this is a very, very important line, right? So the question is, what do we make of this Gemara? Right? There was a Havamina discussion whether a Mekadosh Beit Echad Chol Shel Kedushin or not. And the Gemara seems to say that you need two Eidim. Then the Gemara says, but it's Davar Davar Mimamon. Hodas Baldin works there to work here, and the Gemara says Chasam, right? Lo kachayiv lachrini hacha kachayiv lachrini. That's the Gemara. They'll read another line, just another word, another couple of lines.
Yeah. Ada Saba Bnei Rav Mari Bar
Isur, right?
Halig Nichsayu Bahadi Hadadi.
Okay, they were partners,
and they were splitting,
and they came to a parting of the ways, an amicable parting of the ways, right? They decided to split their property. Okay, go ahead. Also, the comment of Rav Ashi. Hadri Bahu.
Anan lo Hadri.
Anan lo Hadri, right?
Lo Makayamosa Albasahadi.
Ooh.
They're asking about Edekiyam by Mamon.
Yeah, they're saying, listen, we are honest men. We trust each other. You know, we admit what happened. So if we decided to split our partnership, but there are no Edim, so. Does that, you know, since we're both honest that it happened, is it done? And you can't be chozer, because a deal's a deal. Nobody can be chozer. Or does the fact that it wasn't witnessed, right, by Edim mean that legally, you know, nothing has happened, and therefore, you know, we can retract because it has nothing to do with honesty. The honest truth is that nothing happened. In other words, our Eide Kiyum, and that's, by the way, the only time that the Gemara uses the expression Eide Kiyum, or Odilma lo mekaima milsa elibisa, that's where the words, people don't realize this, that's where the phrase Eide Kiyum came from. Okay, it didn't come from Ishus, it came from this Havamina in Mominus, but I don't think coincidentally, right after the Gemara about Ishus. So what's the Gemara's answer? Yeah, what does that mean?
The only function that Edim serve is to attest to the truth of the matter.
Meaning Edim Birur, there's no such thing as Edim Kiyum. That's basically how to read the Gemara. So now the question is...
Is that also true by Ishus?
Meaning?
Like Ishus, are the Edim only there to attest to the Edim Birur? Are they only there for a practical reason that, you know, since there's no Hodas Baldin, the only way we could ever actually know if someone's married...
Correct.
Us is with this through Edim.
Or
is it that, no, like without Edim, like the Ishus isn't Chal, meaning that the Edim make the Ishus.
In other words, there are two ways, broadly speaking, without going into too much detail, but there are two, broadly speaking, ways to read the Gemara. One is the narrow way, where this like there's like a little blip on the Gemara's radar of that there is such a notion called Eidei Kiyum. The Gemara had it in this particular case, right, in Dinei Mamedes, and the Gemara rejected it, and there's no such idea. And when the Gemara says, L'Ibri Sadi al-Shakri, it doesn't just mean in Dinei Mamedes, it means in all Eidos, right? And from that point of view, there really is no such thing as Eidei Kiyum. Or you can call it Eidei Kiyum, but it doesn't have any qualitative meaning to it. And then when you look at the whole Gemara, so the Gemara's whole discussion about Kiddushin then is a very narrow discussion, meaning, really, in theory, abstractly, Kiddushin should have been something that would have been Chal without Eidim, right? And that's why Mekadosh Bifnei Eid Echad, you know, maybe Choshen LeKiddushin, and that's why the Gemara can have a Hava Mina and ask, well, if there's Hodos Baldin, K'meidim Dami, if they both agree, you know, that it happened, so, like, what's the big deal? Just like in Dinei Mamedes, right? So that, there's no, because there's no two types of Eidim, there's only one type of Eidim. Eidim are Lo Ibri Sahadi Ela L'Shakru. And then what's the Gemara's answer? No! Absolutely not. But absolutely not in the narrow way still. Meaning, it's not true that you could have Hodas Baldin in Kiddushin, and for that very same reason, maybe it's also true that a Mekadosh Bifnei Eid Echad Ein Choshishin LeKiddushin. But again, it's not for any fundamental reason. It's because while in Dinei Mamedes, the stakes in Dinei Mamedes are obviously only financial, right? And, you know, Din Pruta is Kedin Meya, so the amount of the finances is also totally irrelevant. So there we say Hodos Baldin Kime Eidim Dami, and, you know, it only involves these two parties, so it's up to them if they want to risk it. And consequently, you know, we're much more flexible. When it comes to Ishus, it's Chav Lachrini. There are other people who are involved. And consequently, the stakes are, number one, technically, maybe that's not called Hodas Baldin Kemedim. Let me we'll get back to that in a second, because it isn't just Hodas Baldin. There are other people who are not, you know, the Baldin, who are not being Mode, right? The Achrinis out there. And therefore, we don't trust Hodas Baldin. Moreover, even Eid Echad, let's say, maybe the stakes, this is a second point or just the overlap of the first point, you know, the stakes are higher, right? We're talking about Iser, not just Mammon, we're talking about Eishes Ish, right? Very, very important linchpin, the family, right? Actually, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to be married, right? So the stakes are such that, you know, even though Lo Ibri Sadi al Shakri, we demand Eidei Birur, basically. But that's what they are. They're Eidei Birur. The Hava Mina, in other words, is not rejected emphatically when the Gemara said, well, you know, if he gave her, you know, the ring from the Cracker Jack box, this time I remember what it was. It's the Cracker Jack box, right? So then, you know, it's not like that's so absurd. I mean, it is absurd. But, right? Because, you know, on a certain level, the Kiddushin theory could be Chal. But Lo Ibri Sadi al Shakri is true, but it's Chav Lachrini, so, you know, Minat Torah, right, we demand, you know, a guarantee of Birur. Put it that way. That's one way to read the Gemara. In which case, what we call Eidei Kiyum are really Sorech Eidei Birur, and we shouldn't be looking for qualitative differences, and it probably has no impact on anything else and doesn't reflect anything in Kiddushin other than that there are other stakeholders, right, called Lachrinis, out there. Fine. The other way to read the Gemara is that this little conversation between, who was it again? We really owe them such a debt.
And we should read.
Who was it?
Kahana.
Yeah. We owe them a tremendous debt, you know, for the formulation. And that becomes like the yesod of Eidei Kiddushin. In other words, the way to read the Gemara then is, we just finished saying that Chav LaAchrini, right, is a reason why we don't say Hodos Baldin Kemedim Dami. But instead of interpreting that narrowly, we should understand it as an emphatic rejection of the Hava Mina. And what we're really saying is that Kiddushin fundamentally requires Eidei Kiyum, not just Eidei. When the Gemara says, Lo Ibri Sadi, El Shakri, it meant in their case, because they were dissolving their partnership in the real estate venture, right? But earlier, Gemara, which said that Chav Lachrini, there's no Odos Baldin, and Mekadosh Vnei Nechon and Kosher LeKiddushin, what that Gemara was really telling us is that, even though it didn't use the phrase there, that there's something called Eidei Kiyum, meaning the way to read the Shach Levatari of the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says, what's the big deal? Right? It's Davar Davar Mimamon. And in the Makar, in the paradigm, you know, Hodas Baldin works. So Hodas Baldin should work here too. Right? Meaning, Eidei Kiddushin, which are derived from Eidei Mamon, are Eidei Biror. And in Eidei Biror, Hodas Baldin works. So then the Gemara's answer is, no. It's Chav Lachrini. But Chav Lachrini doesn't mean, therefore, there's no shame, or you don't, you know, there's more Bali Dinim who weren't Moda, right? What the Gemara really means to say is, this is Chav Lachrini, meaning Kiddushin isn't just a Maisa, or even just a Maisa Kinyan. Kiddushin is the creation of a Chalos, Ishus, something that transcends the physical action. You have clued in, right, to a change in status and stature. You've invented something here. And for that reason, Viharaya, or as reflected by, the fact that it is Chav Lachrini, meaning it's not just between you, the husband and the wife, right? There are other people that are affected by it. Who's affected? So Rashi Al-Attar, I'm giving you the short version of all this, says, what does Chav Lachrini mean? The Krovin. And the Rajba asks the question, and a Ger Shanosa Giores, who doesn't have, they don't have any Krovin. No Krovin. So you don't need Eidei Kiyum. You could have Odos Baldin Kemedim Dami. Right now, of course, you could always say, well, it's low plug. How many weddings are Ger Shanosa Giores? Right? So it's a low plug Doraisa. Is that the right answer? Anyway, the Rajba himself says, Chav Lachrini doesn't mean the Krovim. Chav Lachrini means it's Eishes Ish, Zechi of Misa. Even that could be taken to mean, certainly the question about Ger Shanasa Giores sounds like a technical point, meaning, so we'll eliminate the Achrini. Are we really going to suggest that the Ishus, the Chalos Ishus of Ger Shanasa Giores is any different than, you know, than the Inveya Geffen, the two, you know, most populous families in all of Klal Yisrael, you know, get married, that there's a different issues? Certainly not. Right? This sounds like the Rajba's question is based on the assumption that Chav Lachrini means, you know, technically there's no Odos Baldin here because what about the Krovin? Right? They're affected and they're not being Modeh. Right? And you know, you could ask the question, the Rajba's question, in a different way. And if every single one of the affected Krovim were in the room and they were also being Modeh, would that also, that might be a little more unruly of a question, but that would be okay? Okay. The Rajba says what Chav Lachrini means is the Yisra of Eishes Ish. Everybody's affected. Dots are Kulal Mekahektesh. And the stakes. So again, hard to know. He means that in a technical way too, meaning there are bigger fish to fry here, and therefore we're not going to rely on the possibility or the probability or the, you know, or the contingency that maybe there'll be Adam who will come forward if there's some dispute, Leib Risadi al Shakri. Here we demand that there are Adam Birur. We want to secure Adam Birur as much as possible. People can always, Adam can always die, right, or go to Medina Sayyam. But at least we have a fighting chance, right? That's what the Rajba means. Or is it here that the Rajba is suggesting, and I don't want to get into the Rajba in particular because I don't want to get into all those shittas right now, but it's here where the Rajba is saying, no, this isn't about the technical hagdara of Bali Dinim, right? But, or maybe that's what he's saying. You know, everybody's a Bali Din because everybody could be affected here. Or is he saying this is about Chalos Ishus? If you ask me, even that's what Rashi's saying also. Meaning, when Rashi says the Krovim, he doesn't mean there are other affected parties, you know, and therefore Lemaisa, it's technically not Hodos Baldin Kedem. What he means is, how can there be an action between two people that affects not only them, but creates an Iser Korba. Why is it that there is an Iser Korba? The answer is the Chav L'Achrini, whether it's the Rashi or the Rashbaz, are ways of characterizing that this is a transcendent action rather than a more, you know, physical, narrower action, which in turn is what establishes that we're talking about Eidei Kiyum and not any Birur. Chav L'Achrini is like the key to those words. Now, this is my reading of the Gemara, frankly. It is rooted in, you know, the Ritva, which I'll mention in just a second, and Reb Chaim. But I'm not suggesting necessarily that that's how they... I think this is how they read it, but they don't say it. The Chav L'Achrini part, anyway. What's the Ritva, what's Reb Chaim? Then I'll take all the questions together. Just give me one more minute, because I just want to make sure we get this in before we break, because it's our last opportunity, really, before the break. So, the Ritva, of course, a very famous Ritva. The Ritva discusses two questions in Kiddushin. One is what happens if there are Eidei Machore together? Something that other Rishonim discuss as well. Now, let's say, you know, he gives her this Cracker Jack box ring, right? And unbeknownst to her, to him, to both of them, right, there are witnesses who hear this and see it. Okay? So, Eidei Machore Ageder work or not when it comes to Ishus? So, some of the Rishonim say no, because he doesn't know or she doesn't know. Therefore, it's all like a chuchal klu. It's all like a game. It's like a mishata nibach. If I know that it's not binding and I can deny the whole thing, or the fact that there are no witnesses, so I'm not taking it seriously. We're just like, you know, it's banter. Flirtation, banter, not appropriate, probably. But, you know, human nature sometimes, that's what it is. So it's not serious. But the Ritva goes further. He has a Deya as well. Other Rishonim have a Deya. And then the Ritva says, no, it's much more than that. It's really quoting the Ra'ah. The Ritva says, if there are Eidim Achorei Ageder, then that's not the Eidim that you require for Ishus. It's important in principle, not just in terms of Meshata Nibach, for the chassan and the kala to know that there are edim, because the presence of the edim. Anybody have the language? The presence of the edim. It's briskerly formulated. The presence of the edim is part of the hagdara of the ishus itself. You have it there? You have it here? Again, we discussed this very extensively in Ksuvas, and I just didn't want to spend so much time on it here, but obviously it's critical, you know, in a quick way to what we're doing. So, you know, it's in Kiddushin, I'm sorry, I should have said, it's not Kiddushin, the Ritva's not where it should be. It's not in Samachay Amad Beis, it's on the Mem Gimel Amad Beis or something like that, where the Gemara, that's where there's a discussion of Achorei Ageder. You have it? Yeah, go ahead. Yakir, if you don't mind. In the Kiyum, that language of Eidei Kiyum, right? Uxer Sakasavu. Okay. The Kiyum and the Kain, Bishas. The Kiva de Ikatsir Psule.
Sorry, this is the other one.
Yeah, this is the other one. Okay. So there's a second, before we get to that, there's a second nafkamina. And that is, you know, if you ever go to a wedding, so you'll hear that the Masada Kedushin always has the chasan, you know, make some remark about who the Edom are going to be. So we call it Yichud HaEdom. In part, this comes from the discussion of the Bali Tosis, but also especially of the Ritva. Because we're worried about the problem. We discussed this actually in Sanhedrin during June, I believe, right? Are you off in hospital round? No, that was the year before. Basically, the problem of En Shabbat Mitzvah Bat Lakula, right? Everybody who was here in June will fondly remember that we spent a bit of time with En Shabbat Mitzvah Bat Lakula. Fascinating topic, right? So the Bali Tosis already in a bunch of places, in Bava Basra, and you know, in Gittin, Rosh Hashanah, a bunch of places talk about this problem. Rashi and the Rashbam were of the opinion that the problem of Edisha Batla Matzasa Batla Kula is dependent upon Shas Re'iyah, the Edom who are there at the time of the Re'iyah, the event. The Bali Tosis disagree, and most of the Chachmei Sfarad agree with the Bali Tosis, that it doesn't depend on Shas Re'iyah, it depends on Shas Hagada Bebezdin. Because it's basically flows from the Gemara in Makos and above. You know, Im Kein Ma, you know, what are you going to do with, you know, Shnei Achim, Shiro, or Horo Gatzil, Nirba Yatzil? Meaning, if it depends on Shas Re'iyah, then you're going to get a lot of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. So, assuming that you invite, like, your close relatives to your wedding, right, and they're witnessing this this event, this would be a good excuse if you wanted to, like, have a small wedding, you know, cut out all the relatives. So, so you're machmir on, you know, batla mitzasa batla kula. Koshish v'shitas Rashi in Rishba. What?
And anyone you know who's batla yedos also.
Yeah. Oh, that. but you do have to have a minyan.
Right.
So the it's according to that takana that you have to, and you need according to the Rush for the birchas eris, right? Even separate from it. Anyways, okay. But if there's anybody left standing, you know, we'll see. But the point is that the if you hold like Rashi, the Rashbam, so the Bali Tosfos say it can't be, because then every wedding, you know, would be possible, because it's Shabbat Batasa Batakula, right? So the Ritva here came up with the following, in the name of the Ra'ah, came up with the following idea. He says, when you go to a wedding, right, you have to be Miyached the Eidim. You have to say you are the only Eidim, or at least the Psulim have to be excluded as the Eidim. So then the Ritva says, we'll read it inside, and Yakir's going to read it for us in just a second, but why? I mean, the Ritva is on board with most of the Chachmei Sfarad against Rashi and the Rashbam, Rashi and Makos, Rashbam and Baal Dasra, or Kufya Dalid. They're of the opinion that, the Ritva is of the opinion that typically the din of Eidos for Eidos Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula depends on Shas Haggadah, not Shas Riyah. Says the Ra'ah and the Ritva, an amazing, amazing thing. That is, no, there's a difference between Eidei Birur and Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Birur, Lo Ibrisadi El Lashakri, which is almost all Eidos in the world, there, Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, as well as certain other dinim, depend on Shas Haggadah. Because when is the Birur? There's a court case. So everybody goes to court, and we're Mevarer, the din in the court. Right? However, he says, when it comes to Kiddushin, where there's Eidei Kiyum, it's the physical presence of the Eidim under the chuppah that is what is Magdir, this as an act of Kiddushin. And therefore, right, Shas Re'iyah, not Shas Haggadah is Koveya. So you have the problem of the Bali Tosfos, every wedding should be possible. So that's why you have to, if you don't mind, just to... So this is the second point. The first, what is Macharia going to get? Macharia going to come first, right? Oh, it's after. I mean, I'm switching the order. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Because it's really a Shatari Bach issue from the beginning, right? Right? That's what we started with. Kiddushin, go ahead. Everything depends on Haggadah Bebezdin. Go ahead. And where did that word kiyum come from? From the story of Rav Ashi and so on, right? You have to know, you have to figure that out afterwards. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's the right
Meaning, if it's la'ibra sadi l'shakri, then the only issue to think about is mishat anibach, right? Go ahead. That's the mishat. But he's saying, but you don't even forget about that, because in this case it's even more. It's if they don't know they're there, then they're not functioning as edikim. This is a breakthrough chiddush of the ra'ah, which is cited by the Ritva. So Reb Chaim in the Chibur in Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza does not quote this Ritva. I don't know whether he knew it or not. Either way, he develops exactly the same idea, namely that Eide Kiyum, required in Ishus, is not the same as Eide Birur, but a guarantee, or to secure them, you have to have them. But the idea that Eide Kiyum are required whenever there is, the way he puts it, kind of, the Yetziras HaChalos. And he distinguishes between, talks about whether or not you need Eide Kiyum for Yibum and Chalitza, and he, even earlier, what about Edim for Kinui and Stira? And what he says is, well, Kinui and Stira, in the end of the day, is mostly about Birur. And that's his discussion about Chalitza as well. Chalitza is a Maisa, right? And it's the physical Maisa that is Matir, her from Yibum. He has all sorts of Rayas. The Das can come from the outside, Omid al Gabav, things of that sort. So you see, it's more of a physical reality, and for that you don't need Eide Kiyum. You need Eide Kiyum in something like Kiddushin, where there is Yetziras HaKalos. Oh. So Reb Chaim, in that piece at Yibam B'Chalitza, like the Ritva, basically projects the idea that Eide Kiyum are fundamentally different than Eide Birur, that the presence, I call it the solemnizing presence of the witnesses, right, is what essentially establishes the transcendence of the Kiddushin. It's not just a physical action, but it's this creation of this web of relations. What I'm also adding is that's how I think you have to read the Gemara for the Ritva and for Reb Chaim. Number one, that the language of Eide Kiyum comes from that continuation of the Shakamataria, but that the temptation of the Shafakatari they understood to be like, oh, now that we've introduced the notion of Eide Kiyum, does it also apply in Mamanus? Right? And the answer is no. Mamanus lo ibrisadi el l'shakri. Okay? And I'm also introducing the idea that the words chav l'achrini convey this, and that would explain Rashi Shita. Rashi's telling you the fact that there are psulei kurva, even though this is a marriage between the husband and the wife, is part of the fact that there's a new status here. It's wider tentacles, if you will, are precisely what determine that we're dealing with something that requires Eide Kiyum. Maybe the Rajba agrees with that, or maybe doesn't. There's some evidence that the Rajba, in some places at least, there are three or so Rajbas that seem to think that Eide Kiyum and Eide Birur are pretty much the same qualitatively, and the difference is more Chav L'Achrini, in Kiddushin Sabachem with Beis, and in Yavamos, Laman Aleph, and a few other places. There's another Rajba in Pei Beis, in Gittin, where he talks about whether or not Eidus Miuchedes could apply to Eide Kiyum, where it sounds the opposite. So it's hard to know for the Rajba, but in the end of the day, whether the Eish HaSish part or the Kurva part are reflections of this transcendence and so on, that's what emerges. Now, what Reb Chaim also adds to the mix, which is why we're discussing all this right now, is Reb Chaim points out that wherever there is the requirement of Eide Kiyum, given this explanation, there invariably also is a higher level of required das. Or to use the terminology that we used the other day, and this part is more Torah Shebal Peh than it is in the Chibur, you don't just need ratzon, mean assent, to go along with the Maisa, you need to take that physical action and to transform it into a transcendent action, and for that you require das. Again, the terms ratzon and das, you know, I think are good ones to use, but you know, we don't have to quibble about the terms. The terms are more convenient than anything else. Chaim's point was that whenever there's a requirement of edikiyum, there's also a companion piece, a higher level of das, and that's the difference between things like, no one will ever think that you could have das in Kiddushin provided by, you know, Gadol She'omed Al-Gadlov, and so on. Okay, so having said that, and I'll take all the questions in 1 more minute, I really will. So having said that, now it's interesting to think that Kiddushin, you know, is what requires this. Right, and we've been discussing the Hava Mina Balkarcha, the Maskana of Midaita In, what, you know, what that's based on in terms of the different Rashis, how that fits into other Kinyanim, right, in terms of Taluya Vizavin, both for him and for her, right, the different formulations of the Rana and the Rajba, right, that's number one. So now, oh, you know, the fact that you need Ede Kiyum, that it's Chavla Achrini, that it has this status, and that's also connected to Das, becomes part of this picture. So number one, it's just interesting to note, if you look at the Pisrei Tshuva and Avnu Ezer, or the and the Avnei Miluim, there's an interesting debate whether or not the Ede Kiyum need to know about the Das Ha'ish V'Ha'isha. So that's like just a very wonderful, I guess, convergence. You could still be Mechalek, right? But, you know, the whole discussion takes on a different coloration. That's number one. But number two, since we're also interested in Nisuin, is to raise the question, are Edikium required for Nisuin? Right? Because, as we just noted, the Rambam doesn't have a parallel to Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, right? Ein Eisha Miskadesha Selamidaita. It doesn't say anywhere Ein Eisha Nisei Selamidaita. Again, the father can refuse in the case of Ketana, but, you know, if he's not alive, that's the other Rambam. Ketana Shidiskat Shalom Dasavia. You know, it's not enough that he not refuse. He has to have positive input. But in the Sun, it sounds like it's a right of refusal. Again, you could explain that by saying, because, you know, the Rambam does, especially in Perek Chav Beis, start by saying Ketana Shidiskat Shalom Dasavia Benisei Shalom Dasavia. So you could say, oh, because the das is already there. It's there from the Kiddushin, right? Like, that was one of the suggestions that we made. Or is that his way of saying, this is just a gemar? Or is that his way of saying, you know, the Kinyan has das, and this, call it gemar or not gemar, this isn't the Kinyan at all, therefore there's a right of refusal. That may have to do with the Hagidara of Chuppah, but there's no requirement of das. So it would be interesting, or curious at least, to wonder not only about the levels of Das and so on, as reflected by that missing Rambam, this discrepancy, the case of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, but in addition, what about Edikiyum? Do you need Edikiyum for Nisuin or not? Right? So do you need Edikiyum for Nisuin or not? Yeah? So the only Rishon who weighs in on this that I'm aware of is the Tosfos Rei HaZaken. Where? You know the days where he just kind of slips it in, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Meaning, you do.
Yeah.
Sounds like he requires Ede Kiyum for the Nisuin. Other Rishonim don't talk it. What about the Rambam? What about the Rambam? Avi? Rambam? Jonathan?
Why wouldn't the Ritva be saying that it's Edikiyum? Because if there are Edikiyur, then you would have to think, you would say that it's post, that it has to do with when they're giving over the Avis, no?
I didn't understand. Say it again?
Doesn't the Ritva, didn't we say before that the Ritva holds like the
General in Edi Birur, he does.
Yes, so Kamash 1 that over here, it's Edi Kiyum.
But it's all about Kedushin. I'm asking about Nisuin.
Oh, okay, man. Sorry.
Right? I'm, like, we're talking about Tosas and Ksuvis, we're talking about Ketana, we're talking about the Rambam not having a parallel to Ein Isha Miskadesh Selam Midaita. So I just want to know, especially in light of Reb Chaim, who says that there's a linkage between das, a higher level of das, and edek. Whenever you have one, you have the other. Again, I don't think it's because, oh, you need more das, and I don't think it's because, you know, the edek cause more das. I think it's, there are two sides of the same coin, right? In terms of what Charnuka. So I'm asking, what about Nesuin? Yeah?
If we really take the idea that the Kiddushin is really this Ozer according to the Rambam,
yeah,
and maybe there are eight Akim over there by the Kiddushin that already fulfill this requirement, then the Kiddushin itself already, I guess, bring the marriage to this transcendent level already, and then there wouldn't be a requirement.
Yeah, I mean, Misvara, we would think, and not only that, let's remember, right? It's time to remember that, you know, again, we emphasize two things in the Rambam. What is the Chiddush of Matan Torah? One is Yikne, and the other is Bifne Edim, Edekiyum. Right? So, you know, if you're a betting man, if you buy into the whole Mahalach, which I think, obviously I do, because I'm the one who's pushing it, I'm one who's putting it together, kind of. So, probably there's no Edekiyum on Chuppah. That's a unique feature of Kedusha, and it should be, because that's where the Chalos Eish HaSish comes from, that's where this transcendent Kenyan comes from, right? So where would it be if it would be anywhere? In Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus, right? Or from Perek Yud till the end. But you will look in vain, searching for some reference to Edik. Again, the first thing that the Rambam says about Mishnah in the Torah, Yikne Bifnei Edim, he's not shy about it. Moreover, When the Rambam, you know, talks about Kiddush, specifically Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Shtar, Kiddushei Bia, each time he mentions in the presence of Eden, right? Right? Gimel, 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 Hey. Anybody have it? Yeah. Even though he already mentioned it in Aleph. Aleph.
Yeah.
And what about, that's what? That's Gimel Hey.
Gimel Gimel.
Oh, Gimel Gimel, sorry. What were you just reading?
Gimel Gimel.
Gimel Gimel. So yeah. What's Gimel Hey?
Gimel Hey.
I think that's...
In Kiddush Bebiya, Omer, Lahari Amin Kudashasli, Ohari Amin Resasli, Ohari At Lila Isha, Bebe Ila Zo, Kokayotza Bazel, Miss Yachid, Imo Bifne Shne Eidim, Uva Allah.
And what about Kesef?
Okay,
and then we'll turn to Perek Yud.
I can find it.
No, but just, you know, where would you expect it? You'd expect, what I'm trying to show is that the Rambam isn't skimping on his words. He already said that everything requires Edekim. He said that's a Kiddush Matan Torah. He then specifies it in each particular case as part of a Hagdara of what it is. So when he talks about Chuppah, you know, if he's going to, it's going to be right up front. If it's going to be any, I mean, you could also just look through all of Hilchos Ishus and you wouldn't find it, but go ahead, just to...
Rusa Sur the Bellman Divis Sofrim calls Manji Bivis Avia, the Habal, Rusas Bivis Chamiv, Makin Osa Makas Mardos. Bafilium Kitcha Bivia Osril Avola, Biashnia Bivis Avia, Aji Avo, Yaviosa Alusok Beso, Bisakhim of Yafishan Alo.
What's that? That's a description of Chuppah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yichudze, who and he and Nikra Knisa the Chuppah. The who Nikra Nisun Machomako, Mabal Rusas Nisuin, Akashi Kitcha Mishi Yara Bakina, Vanisis Kinisua, the Hari Ishta the Holdover.
This is the parallel in Perek Yud and Hilchos Nesuin, in other words, where the Rambam is defining Nesuin in the same fashion that he defines in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus and again in Perek Gimel, right? Kiddushin. So where are the Edekiyum? So the Or Sameach has a very, 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 I don't know if I told you to look at it or not, but either way, again, I don't want to spend time on it now, I just want to get it in because it's... Again, we did it, you know, a couple of years ago, much more extensively, because that was the topic then. But Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus Halacha Aleph is a very, very long Or Sameach, where he just says, you know, the Rambam doesn't mention Edekiyum. You know, should there be Edekiyum for Nesuin? So he says, well, and this is like a little window, in my opinion. So the Or Sameach, you know, it's great halachic thinking on the one hand. I shouldn't say on the one hand. Well, number one, it's great halachic thinking, and number two, it's also characteristic you know, of a contrast. So, what do I mean? The Ar Samech says, well, do you need Edekiyum for Nisuin? Well, there's one Gemara about Edekiyum. I mean, he doesn't say it this way, but this is what he says, basically. Right? It's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Where are you? Which Gemara? The one you just read. 100%. So he says, so maybe there are clues there as to what dictates whether you require or don't require Edekiyum. Right? Are you? So what would you say? If you have to boil it down to two words, and you were the Ar Samech, what would you say? What would you take away from the Gemara? What are you looking for? What's that? I said, if you have to boil it down to two words, and you, what are you going to try to get out of the Gemara in Kiddushin that's going to help you with this investigation? You've opened up an investigation, right?
Yes.
You're Sherlock Holmesing, you know, this question. Right? Is there any kiyum? There's no Bavli. The Bavli doesn't speak about it. But from what the Bavli says, we're looking for clues. We're looking for patterns. So you open up the Gemara, because there's only one Gemara. Right? And we have to see whether or not the factor that that dictates Edekiyum is going to apply for
this. So we're looking for Bavla,
right? And that happens to be how many words? Exactly. So the two words that you would reduce it to are Chav Lachrini. So what does the Ar Samech do? He spends several pages. By the way, I'm not exaggerating about this. It's really a very long Ar Samech. Anybody have the... I guess people don't have it. Oh, it's up there. You could just scroll it to show. Well, no, before you do that. Oh, Mistapak Tuba, right? In Chuk Vayedin. Oh, Sagi Vardar Dishneyam. Oh, Dilma Havak Kamo Kedushin Vayedin. Bar Dishneyam Edim Mukadeshes, Achnami Chupa. Right? Then he quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, and then he starts looking for Chavlach Rini. Now, just scroll it fast. What? They don't have it in Bar Ilan?
It's a Wild Kamp Bill thing.
I'm just trying to show you that it's pretty...
Okay, till 42. you can see
it's really long. There. I mean, atypically long. Okay?
Done. Understood.
Yeah. Okay. So. What? Right? I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, sometimes I get a little excited.
Is there a Kima commentary looking at how long the Ar Samech is to tell that he's like trying to look for Chavlach Rini Nisuin?
Say that again?
Is that a Kima commentary we just did like looking through the Or HaChaim?
I'm just trying to show you. I think so. I hope so. I mean, as opposed to just being like a curiosity?
Yeah.
No, what I'm trying to show you is. I think it's inspirational. Meaning, what he's doing is... by the way, it's not all about Kavlach Rini. I'll tell you what else
it's
about.
He's reading the Gemara like the Rebbe, then.
What?
Or is Samas reading the Gemara like the
Rebbe? He's reading the Gemara... No. He's reading the Gemara like the Rajba's question against the Rashi. I mean, when you see what he does. He's trying to figure out, basically, whether or not there is anything that happens in Chuppah. Well, maybe, but... Mostly, he's not reading the Gemara like the Ritva and Reb Chaim, in my opinion. He's reading the other way. He's trying to figure out, is there anything that happens after Kiddushin? If you already have Kiddushin, right? And then you have Nisuin, is there any Chavlach Rini added on from Kiddushin, after Kiddushin, to Nisuin? Or is that only Beino Leveino? Now, what's inspiration, you ask me, is that like just a curiosity or not? He's spending, that's not the whole piece. A chunk of the piece is that, which is unbelievably impressive, because he just that's just his bekiyus and his iyun, like, you know, what could be, is there a Chavlach Rini from zero to Kiddushin? There's plenty of Chavlach Rini, the Krovim, the Eishasish, right, from Kiddushin to Nisuin, much more subtle, the Chenek, what is it? Number one, that's very impressive. You have to look at the details, obviously. The other thing that he's doing is he's being mistapek about two other questions. One is tanai. Can you make a tanai on Nisuin? And number three is shlichus. Is there shlichus in Nisuin? Okay? And that's very important as well. But I think the thrust of what he's trying to do, which is find practically whether there's Chavlach Rini, actually reflects reading the Gemara in the narrower way. What he's saying is, Edekiyum, Edebirur, same thing, but Eidei Bira isn't sufficient when it's Chav Lachrini, right? Lemaiser, is there any Chav Lachrini or not? I want to contrast that with Reb Chaim. Okay, now Reb Chaim does not speak about Nisuin in the Chibur, in the Chosibum B'Chalitza, when he talks about Chalitza and Yibum and Kinu Yastira and Kiddushin, right? Actually, Kiddushin and Gittin. But there's a question about Gittin too, by the way. I mentioned the Rajba before. Right. Kiddushin certainly has Eidei Kiyum. Gerushin requires Eidim. It's a little trickier in Gerushin because it's a get, it's a shtar. So the whole question of Eidei Kasima Karsi and Eidei Basira Karsi comes into play there. I don't want to go into that right now. That's a topic, a very important part. Maybe we'll have a chance at some point to talk about it. But Eidei Kiyum, as opposed to Eidei Birur in Gerushin, is not so obvious. But anyways, Reb Chaim doesn't speak about Nisuin in the Chibur. But Mipi Ashmua, the Rav mentioned that Reb Chaim Lemaisa, when he was Masada Kedushin at a wedding, was makbid to have Eidei Kiyum, but that his heart wasn't in it. Meaning that he really, really believed that Nisuin does not require Eidei Kiyum. Why? Because Reb Chaim liked the view. Again, he, as far as I know, he did not do this whole broader perspective that we've done. But he liked Ketanishin Skacha Shalom Dasavia and Ketanishin Nisa Shalom Dasavia. Number one, impressed him very deeply. Number two, the Gemara later on in Daf Yud, Kol Abol Dato Al Gemar Bia, I'll explain that in just a minute, also impressed him. Reb Chaim was convinced that Kiddushin is a chalos, a yitzir is a chalos, and that chuppa, that nisuin, was a maisa, and a matir. He didn't say that Kiddushin is the oser and that, but he was of the opinion, so Chaim thought, based on his mahalach in Ukhasiv Mechalitza, that in principle, not in practice, you might as well be machmir, maybe you know the Tosas Riazakein, either way, the safek. So Lemaisa, he required Eidei Kiyum to see the Nisuin, but in principle, he really felt that only Kiddushin requires Eidei Kiyum and not Nisuin. But if you ask me, you don't necessarily need the approach of the Or Sameach for that, because if you think that what's important about Chav Lachrini is the fact that it's alpidin, not hodos baldin kemedim dami, because there are other bali dinim who aren't modeh. So then, that's exactly what you have to do, right? The Or Sameach went about this, you know, he was basically crunching the numbers, you know. I'm not saying he went about it like an accountant, but what I'm saying is that he objectively, coolly assessed, you know, what is it that we need to figure out, you know, this case, which is not dealt with directly in the Gemara, right? We need to pin down the factor of Chav Lachrini vis-a-vis Nisuin, and that it's unbelievably impressive that he, you know, could speak as much as he... Yes, I do think it's part of the story. Right. Reb Chaim, I don't have this, you know, directly, but in the way I'm reconstructing it, is I think they said, I'm guessing that Reb Chaim and the Ritva understood that the terms Chav Lachrini refer to the transcendence, the chalos nature of Kiddushin. So it's not, you could have cases where there's no lemaisa Chav Lachrini, let's say Ger v'Gioras. Let's say you took Rashi's view, right? So I wouldn't say, oh, it's lo plug, or everybody in the room is Moda. All the relatives are there. Instead of cutting them all out, we invited every last one of them, or every one of them at least, that is affected by the issues. And they're all moda that it took place, right? If you hold like the Ritva and Reb Chaim, it doesn't matter, because the fact that Kiddushin ever generates Chav Lachrini is what's important, because that reflects that it's not a physical action, it's a transcendent action. The Ishus of a Ger and Gioras is no less a Davar Shebikdusha, and it's no less a Chalos than the most miuchasim or the biggest families of Klal Yisrael, right? Lemaisa, there happened to be krovim. They're not. If it's chav lachrini lemaisa, then you have to say olo plug or things of that sort. So Reb Chaim didn't need to do what the Or Sameach did. Namely, specifically look, not Lekula, not Lechumra. This is my guess, or my reconstruction. I'm not saying you wouldn't have been interested, because maybe the Chav Lacharini also highlights this, but on a more pragmatic level, are there any nafkamina after Kiddushin, from the Suin to Kiddushin, Legabe, Chav Lacharini? That may be part of the analysis, but it may not be the definitive analysis. Maybe there are no nafkamina, and it still requires Edekiyu. And maybe there are nafkamina, but they're derivative kind of nafkamina that don't reflect the different chalos, such that you still won't require Edekiyu. The real question is to examine the global evidence about chuppa and Nisuin and phase two, and to see, is it a gemar? Is it a maisa? Is it a matir? Or is it a chalos? Is it a kinyan? I'm adding, is it an oser? Having said that, I'm not totally convinced that the Or Sameach didn't read the Gemara the way I am, because the Tanai part and the Shlichus part, you know, actually fit in very nicely in the other way. So let me talk about that for just a minute. First, I'll take questions. Does everybody, I know, but there's no college, so if we're a few minutes over time, it's okay, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to finish this part.
Correctly, how would Nisuin with Shlichus
part? Okay. I want to speak about Shlichus and Tanai. So give me that. That is a very good question. A very good question. So I'm going to answer it in just 30 seconds. Anybody else? But there were questions before from an earlier part. So I will answer that in a second, or I'll relate to it in a second. Go ahead.
Just on the earlier part.
Yeah.
How come certain dinim start already with the Kiddushin, if it's either any of the three approaches, if it's the Atzchalas Kinyan, or if it's...
What can't think? If you have phases, so some things can't begin in the beginning, everything has to be held till you finish. Part of the advantage of doing something in phases is that sometimes, you know, part of the effect starts from... It's not an elongated... It's not like the putting on the tefillin or the sitting in yeshiva basuka that it's all integrated, right? We are making a... Remember that we're... Lekula alma, we're making a birchas eirusin here, right? And the hagdaros of what you're doing are different. So the idea that it's a kinyan chalki, you know, and therefore it works for X and not for Y, as opposed to saying... Everything is, you know, 20% done, or everything is 80% done, or everything is 50% done, is very reasonable. It's two phases. Some things depend on phase one, some things depend on phase two. That can still be in a continuum.
And the whole opinion happens now, and it's just an ego, and it's
just ego. What that means is that in abstract, in theory, whenever the kinyanim parts are going to kick in, they're all going to be due to the act of kiddushin, but they're not going to chalos-wise kick in, right, until you've addressed what needs to be addressed and what is outstanding. Mashal Ma Davar Doma, I'll give you a very good example, and also one which is relevant to our topic. Let's say there are Rishonim, as we already discussed, who think that occasionally, or maybe more than occasionally, that the chuppah can be done before the kiddushin. Right? Well, let's say you hold that we have to talk about this still, and it's also a little relevant to your question about shlichus. What is chuppah? Right? Again, so we're not going to talk about it like we talked about it 2 years ago. You know, that was a very long discussion, as I recall. But, you know, of course, you can't talk about, you can't read the Gemara in Daf Hei or in Daf Gimel or talk about what we're talking about now without relating to it a little bit. Right? Just what is it? Okay. So, there are some Rishonim who think that the Badekinu, Parasta, Knafecha, Ala Masacha, the Tosas Rid, the Riaz, right? There's a group of Rishonim that think that is the Nisuin. So some of them are really bothered. You can have Nisuin before Kiddushin, right? The Ramban on Daf Yud in Kiddushin talks about a different Teichetemtzi, Almana, Psula, Kohen Gadol, Almana. So he also comes up with, what happened? Maybe the Nisuin took place before the Kiddushin. Some of the Rishonim, the Mordechai, as we know, we saw already, are of the opinion that when we say the order of Chuppa v'Kiddushin, right, both in the Tochen HaBracha and in the Chasimas HaBracha, that it means that in theory, or that you could have chuppah prior to Kiddushin, right? But nobody who thinks that you could have chuppah prior to Kiddushin thinks that you can act on any dinim of chuppah before the Kiddushin. all they really mean is, if you did the Ma'isa Chuppah before the Kiddushin, so he could have said, and many Rishonim will say, that it doesn't register. There's no chalos. And even if you do the Kiddushin after, it's meaningless outside of the framework of Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, that there's a group of Rishonim who disagree, and they think, no, you can do a Chuppah that is held in abeyance until you do the Kiddushin. And once you do the Kiddushin, the Chuppah effects will kick in as well. That's a mashal. That's an example. Sometimes you don't have. Sometimes you have partial impact of a phase one, and sometimes phase one, you know, can't exist outside in the wrong order, or and in third cases there could be something that is held in abeyance, and you know either doesn't you know kick in at all until the end. Or at least its effect is limited to the end. So one way of looking at Kiddushin, again, the way the Ritva says Chuppah v'Kiddushin is, the Heter Isha L'Bala comes from the Kiddushin. It just doesn't come from the Kiddushin until you do the Chuppah. That's in a way called talking about removing the obstacle, or the Matir. Okay? Those are models. There was another question. Well, you had a question, right?
No, just before. Mentioned
Oh, good. So Bar Shekivanti. Okay, good. 100%. Anybody else have a question? Okay, your question. Now, so let me just say something very quickly about Tanayin Shlichos without elaborating. So that long Or Sameach discusses those questions. Very interesting questions. So and he discusses partly what you're saying. Can you make Tanayim in Nisuin? There's probably no Shlichos in Nisuin. Right? So, number one, is there shlichus for nesuin? So you asked, like, how could there be? What did you have in mind? I know what you had in mind, but maybe you should elaborate what you have in mind. Let me ask you. Were you making an assumption about what chuppah is? Or were you saying it across the board indiscriminately, no matter what you think chuppah is?
I was thinking technically, it's purely technical, if you said that chuppah is either yichud or biyah.
Okay, so you were making that assumption, right? Good. So if you take the view, put it this way, there are different views of what chuppah is, and we'll talk more about it, but surely it's important to know a little bit about the range, and it's also important to know, to acknowledge, that the range of candidates for what chuppah is surely also is relevant to how we perceive, you know, its working. Right? So according to the Rambam, we'll just say it this way. The Rambam says, and we'll discuss it more, a little bit more, that chuppah hainu yichud haroi lebia. That's the Rambam. Anybody, you still have it open? Perek Yud? Yafrishena, miyachadena, he said before, that was Perek Yud, halacha base.
Yeah.
But then he's more, yeah, go ahead.
Starting from halacha again?
Correct. This is the Rambam's famous shita that chuppah snida is not a proper chuppah. Again, does that mean that it's not chal at all, or does it mean it's not gomer legamri, language of gomer? There's a lot of mixed evidence. We'll discuss it a little bit. Again, it's more of a ksuvas topic, but this is important to know. But the basic hagdara of chuppah for the Rambam is yichud, right? What are some other shitas about chuppah, Adam?
The Ran
holds its what? The Ran, beginning of Ksuvis?
Knisa
l'Rshuso. Okay, because the Gemara says in Ksuvis, Memches, Masar Ha'av l'Shluchei Habal. Sounds like Knisa l'Rshus. Habal is the Hagdara of Chuppah. Now you understand that the difference between the Rambam and the Ran is not just, you know, interchangeable. It's like, oh, this is the Hagdara, that's the Hagdara. According to the Rambam, right, yichud haroi lebia is very ishuti. It's very much about the matir of isha labala. It's about the living together side of it. Correct? On the other hand, for the Ran, right, knisa l'shuso might be a very, you know, choshen mishpati kind of halal. It doesn't have to be, but it could be. Right? and ufarasta knafecha ala masecha, okay, or standing under the klunsos together, right? Maybe somewhere in between, hard to know. Put it this way. So when we talk about the question whether the shlichus for nisuin, if you take the view of the Rambam, right, which is that it's yichud haroi labia, so as Aryeh is correctly pointing out, of course there's no shlichus. Because, you know, that would be obscene. And that would be not just obscene and usur, it would be, you know, the antithesis of what makes the yichud haroi labia into the chuppah. Namely, it's a symbol of the removal of the barrier and of the heter isha labala, right? And the fact that even in the Ba'il Basarecha, that even in this area, you know, this has now become a Dover Shebekdusha given the framework, and it also symbolizes Baal Ki Ishto Ishto Kabbalah and so on. That level of intimacy. Obviously, you can't have that by Shlichus because it's Asur, you can't have it because it's obscene, and you can't have it. The reason it's Asur and obscene is also the reason why it just. It's absurd, right? So of course there's no shlichus if you hold. But if you hold, let me say it this way: the Mishnah says in Ksuvas Adaf Nun Ches Moser Av L'Shluchei Abal. Isn't that shlichus? That the Or Sameach does discuss. So is there shlichus in the Suin according to those who think that that's what the chuppah is? And by the way, the Rambam does think that Moser Av L'Shluchei Abal matters for truma. For Afaris Nadarim, for Yerusha. Again, I don't want to go into the whole thing right now. We will discuss it a little bit. We'll do a drive-by on it. But, so Masra'av Shlichei Abal, Shlichos. Not really. It's complicated. You're using Shlichei Abal and Shlichei Ha'av as a stand-in for, in a way, for Knisa L'Shuso. It isn't really Shlichos, not Shlichos Shonim Kavoso. The it's not that the Shluchei Ha'av, you know, are doing the Maisa Mesira and the Shluchei Ha'bal are the Makablim, you know, and therefore that the Shlichim from the Av to the Baal. It's just that the Shluchei Ha'av are an extension of Rishus Ha'av, his sphere of influence, his domain, and the Shluchei Ha'bal are a symbolic extension of Knisa L'Rishuso of some sort, right? So that isn't Shluchos Shonim Kemoso either, right? But, and if it's something else, again, put it this way. The more that Chuppah is a Davar Shebegufo, the most obvious being, you know, the Rambam, but even some of the other case, the symbol of these two people, you know, Prisast Uparasta Knafecha Ala Masecha, not obscene, and it's not the Isurim of Yichud, but if the whole point is, you know, this kind of, you know, Yafrishena, Miyachadena, you know, that obviously not with the Shaliach, right? On the other hand, if it's more, you know, Kniso L'Shuso, maybe you don't even need Shlichus, right? Masrav Shluchei Abal, and so on, is not Shluchus Shonim Kemoso, but it works. So on one level, the question whether there is Shlichus to Chuppah is a technical question. Maybe you don't need it, and it works al yidei acherim without shlichus, or it's midin shlichus in certain cases, certain things, or of course there's no shlichus. But what the Or Sameach was mostly trying to figure out was, we've mentioned this, the Gemara says in Ksuvas Daf Ayin Dalid that kol she'yesh b'shlichus yesh b'tnai, kol she'ein b'shlichus ein b'tnai. There's no shlichus, there's no tnai. So, if there's no shlichus in chuppah, so you can't do the chuppah tonight. That's part of the suffix. That's another reason why it's long. Okay. So what's going on with that? And he goes back and forth. There is a tonight. There's no tonight. There is shlichus. There's no shlichus. Fine. But what I would like to suggest is the following. The Gemara there says in Ksuvas Ayin Dalid, as we've discussed already, right? So there's no Tnai and Kiddushei Bia. Somebody have the Gemara open on Ayin Dalid? Josh, you have it? Good.
Okay, so Michti, Koltan on Eicha Rinnan.
Sai Ben Gadu Ben Ruben.
Mitanah Ben Yom Ruben. Tana Dasha the Kiva Rishayach, Ki Hassan Havi Tanai Tana. The law should keep that Shayach, Ki Hassan Lave Tana.
Yeah. 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 Question. Something like this, hey, you're going to say that Kiddush Abiyah can never be al Tanai because it's not Nitan B'Shlichos? Right. Right? Why is it not Nitan B'Shlichos? Because, of course, it's not Nitan B'Shlichos. Yeah?
So,
oh, okay. So how do you read that Gemara? That's another one of those. Like Kiddush and Samachay, that's a critical Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? Now again, part of the story is, and that's why we've referenced it already, part of the story is what?
The connection.
What'd you say?
The comparison between the different Darkei Kiddushin.
Yeah, the Darkei Kiddushin and whether or not they're interchangeable or they themselves reflect different motifs, and therefore there's a, you know, the Eina Domem, you know, Kiddushei Kesef, not the result. The result is Eish Hashish, that we know. But, you know, are we, instead of discussing, is it a Kenyan, is it an Oser, is it a Batir, is it Tchilas Nesuin, is it, you know, you might say, oh, it depends. You know, Kiddushei Kesef is this, Kiddushei Shtar is that, and Kiddushei Bia is, that makes very sense. The fact that the Gemara, as we said, on Daf Yud, has a suffix, whether Bia is maybe Nesuin Oser, and maybe the Eidei Kiyum work differently, as we discussed, maybe the issue of bracha isn't just a technicality in the Yerushalmi and that whole discussion, right? You need to build billable it. We'll talk more about it. You know, why the Psukin thought that Kesef and Bia are interdependent, but Shtar, all that's part of the story. And therefore, this Gemara is also part of the story. Right? And then, if you want to maintain that lahalacha, say, oh, but it's a Xeris HaKasuv, kind of Iske Shavayis Lahadadi. So even though it is so different, it still works? Or is that Kufa what the Gemara is saying? Right? Namely, of course, technically, you can't have Shlichus and Kiddushei Bia. But Iska Shavai Sladadi, like I said about the Ger and the Gioras, right? Lemaisa, there are some differences, but it's the same Ishus. If you can make Tanayim and Kesef and Shtar, you can make Tanayim and Bia, because the differences are, at least vis-a-vis this, interchangeable. I Lemaisa, there's no Shlichus? So what, Tzegzeres HaKasuv? Ah. So Tosus there, Alatar. Do you have it there? On the connection between Kol She'esh and B'Shlichus She'esh and B'Tanai itself, says? Ask the question. Yeah? What's with the T'nai B'Negaru Reuven? It happened to be Nitan L'Shlichus, so therefore it's Nitan L'Tanai. And if it was done on a Tuesday, so you can only make T'nai on a Tuesday? And if it was a blizzard, so you can only make Tanayim in a blizzard? Right? Meaning what? This is totally arbitrary factors, you know, get koach ikuv on Tanayim? That's what Tosa's asking. Correct? Read it again one more time?
Yeah.
Meaning not the rain and not the right. Day of the week? Yeah. Yeah, you're going to say only karka and amitaltal? Right? Go ahead. Then he talks about chalitza. Yeah. So, which is terrific for us, as we'll see. So, the Rav really liked this tosis a lot. You know, we all like this tosis a lot. It's a terrific tosis. All tosis are terrific. But this is particularly terrific. What is tosis saying? Tosis is saying there's a common denominator, typically, between Shlichus and Tanai. When did we discuss this? I mentioned Reb Chaim. It was here, this year, right? Yeah, sure. About Ein Shliach L'Dvar Beir and Ein Shliach L'Dvar Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So... What?
Because then bylos to make not a bylon on a bear.
Right. So Reb Chaim's view of shlichus in general was that shlichus, all you know, typically, is delegating or giving jurisdiction, handing over authority, authorizing, giving jurisdiction to someone, you know, in an area. So, in a way, that's his cutoff point for I guess what you'd call davar shebegufo, where shlichus doesn't work, and where shlichus is necessary and works. The cutoff point can be at different things. That's where we talked about it. Some people say, well, anything that is physical or highly personal is not nitan l'shlichus by definition. We're talking about bo yosim b'shlucho, even as a lechatchila, but as a b'diavet even. You know, you can't put tefillin on for me because it's got to be on my head. It's a personal mitzvah. Anything that's physical contact, clearly, that's not transferable, right? Anything that's personal, even if it's not purely physical, also is probably not transferable. It's another place to draw the line. Reb Chaim thought that isn't the cutoff point. It's not, you know, davar shebegufo. It's the other way a bit, meaning what is nitan l'shlichus are jurisdictional, authorizationable, I just made that word up, things. Right? So, for example, it's my life and it's my marriage. Right? I can make you a shliach, right? I can contract you to, you know, represent me in my marriage. Because it isn't just a physical action, the action of marriage. Right? It's an authorization. It's a jurisdiction. Right? I can authorize you to sell my karka. I can't authorize you to do an aveira on my behalf because I don't have the right to do an aveira. And there are certain mitzvos, the ones that are dov shebegufo, never mind that they're physical and personal, but probably the fact that they're physical and personal has something to do with it. But the point is that the ones that are, you know, there's nothing about them that is mitzarif them to me that makes it something that I'm authorizing or creating jurisdiction over are not nitan the shlichos. So the point is, what's the kasher between shlichos and tanai? What is tanai? Tanai is when I kind of rewrite, especially if it isn't completely extraneous, but if it isn't, even if it is extraneous, but especially if it's not fully extraneous, it means that I am kind of rewriting, right, the rules here. How can I rewrite the rules if I'm not a bailin? The answer is it has to be something which I have authority over, which I have jurisdiction over, you know, at least minimally, and then I can impose, and I'm using that expression intentionally, impose conditions. Just like we were talking before, you know, about without a mitzaref, without a connection to a person, you can't impose your will because everybody's a free agent. Right? You have to be in a relationship, maybe, to be a dominant will imposer. Right? So too, to impose conditions, or to, I don't mean bal korcho, but to legally attach conditions, therefore I'm using the word impose, implies a certain level of control and jurisdiction. So what the Gemara is saying is something very profound, and that is, kol she'eshna b'shlichus, eshna b'tnai, kol she'eshna b'shlichus, eshna b'tnai. If you can't farm it out, because there's nothing jurisdictional about it, and it's more of a either personal or, here what we really mean is, physical kind of an activity, right? Then you can't impose tanaim either. That's a common denominator. That's what Tosfos say. So, let's say, for very technical, practical reasons, you cannot farm something out, like Kiddushei Bia. But the chalos of Erisin, Iska Shavayis Ladani, is the same. Let's assume that it's the same. Right? So that's not going to be a chisaron of kol she'eina b'shlichus eina b'tanai, right? Because it's the chalos erisin that you have jurisdiction over. That's nitan l'shlichus. Of course, this particular mode of bia is not transferable because the method is personal, but the chalos kinyan that you're creating through it isn't personal. I mean, it is personal, but it's jurisdictional in addition to being personal. So that's a way to read the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is, the Gemara thought one of two things. Either Kiddushei Bia, the mode is a totally different way. Or the Gemara thought that the din of kol she'eshna b'shlichus eshna b'tanai depends l'maisa on being able to implement this action, even for technical reasons. So the Gemara's answer is, ishkash havayas la'adadi, either it's gzeres hakasuv, right? Or what the Gemara is more likely saying is, vis-a-vis this issue, what's important is the chalos erison that you're creating, not the mode, right? And if there's a technicality that you can't farm out the mode, right, that's fine, but then it doesn't have the impact of kol she'eina b'shlichus eina b'tanai. Why am I telling you all this? All to answer just your question. Not really. But also to answer your question, meaning with the Or Sameach Safek about is there shlichos b'chuppah, right, has to be looked at in two different ways. On the technical level, there are certain definitions of shlich of chuppah which are just incompatible. Clearly, they're too personal, right? And of course, it's not mitzvah l'shlichos. There are other perspectives in the hagdara of chuppah which may dictate that you don't need shlichos, including, ironically, if you ask me, right, masar av l'shlukei abal, because even though the words shliach are there, but it's not shlichos shonim kemoso, it's just the chefts of the jurisdictions, right? So one question is, you know, lemaisa, do you need shlichos? Will shlichos work? There are probably other ways of doing chuppah where it's more of an open suffix. Fine. And that's one way to discuss this particular question. Now, since some of the modes of chuppah themselves reflect whether chuppah is more matir-oriented or hashlamas hakinyan-oriented, that becomes part of our topic too. Namely, the modes that are nitan and also would require shlichos, right, are probably more indicative of a gemar that is on the same trajectory or progression than the ones that are, I don't think it's a coincidence is what I'm saying, that the Rambam's view of chuppah, or at least his ideal view of chuppah, is yichud aroi labia. I think that fits like a glove. Okay? But that's one part of the problem. And that's one piece of the Or Sameach, one could say. As far as the second part is concerned, namely, right, what about Tanai? Like, let's say Lemaisa, it's not Nitan L'Shlichus. So are we going to say it's not Nitan L'Tanai? Or are we going to say the equivalent of Iskash Havayos La'adadi? Right, it might be that for technical reasons, let's say for the Rambam, Chuppah's not Nitan L'Shlichus. But conceptually, can you still impose conditions on it? By the way, there's a Gemara, the Gemara in Ayin Dalet. In Ksuva speaks about whether or not, you know, Nisuin is B'tanai. But it doesn't mean that. It means the impact, once you do Nisuin, what impact does that have on the T'nai that you made B'shas Kiddusha? Okay, but there's no Gemara, at least not clear Gemara. That's what the Or Sameach is spending a lot of time on. Trying to figure out, are there any Gemaras about Shlichos or T'nai B'Nisuin? Right? But at the end of the day, what it really depends on is the relationship between, well, there is Tanai and Shlichos B'Kiddushin. So is there Tanai and Shlichos B'Nisuin? Just like, is there any Kiyum for Nisuin? Just like, is there a requirement of positive Das in Nisuin? Right? Just like, is the role of Katana different in Kiddushin and Nisuin? And even if it is different, is it only different because it's phase two or because the phase one of Das is still there in abeyance? The answer is that this is exactly what we are talking about. If we think that chuppah is a maisa and it's a matir and therefore it doesn't have a requirement of edik kiyum and that's the reason why it doesn't need independent das, right? Then we're also going to be much more skeptical about whether it's even if physically possible nitan l'shlichus and whether it's something which is nitan l'tanai. Because nitan l'tanai is also about jurisdiction. It doesn't necessarily mean that it requires a challah. I mean, the imamunas are also the imposition of shlichos and the farming out of... the imposition of tanai and the farming out al yidei shlichos. I'm not saying you need the level of chalos that you have in kiddusha. But chuppah may be not only lacking that, because she's already an ashes ish, but maybe it's just simply a maisa hamat here. Like?
Chalitza.
Chalitza. What did you say?
It's a chalitza.
Chalitza.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, right. That's what I was coming back to.
You called out the
also. What? Yeah, 100%. That's why I called it. 100%, that's absolutely correct. Namely, again, that last line, what it tells us to say there? You deleted Tosk.
Sorry.
Eli has like this whole magical program that he wants everybody to use, right? Where you can have everything open at the same time and the notes are like all, they organize themselves. What do we call again?
OneNote.
Okay. He's going to give me a tutorial one of these days.
I don't want to take away the magic.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, go ahead. So what's wrong?
By Chalitza, you want?
That's why.
I mean, that's part. That's what the Gemara is really discussing there in Ksuvos, also, yeah. Right? Chalitza. Yeah. So, is it in light of Reb Chaim's discussion about chalitza requiring an ikiyum, and whether it isn't just a ma'isa hamatir, right? Okay. So basically, what we've discussed then is kiddushin and nisuin for tonight, for shlichus, for edikium, for das, and for ktana. Again, what would be the law in a get me'ava and the aftermath of a get me'ava? Something to think about. Yeah, yibum is by the way an interesting open question whether it needs edikium. That's a machlokas rishonim. Yeah.
No, I would just say that the fact that the Orsana, I haven't read it myself, but the fact that the Orsana,
and they say it's a long piece.
Shliach, yeah. And Tanai, yeah. In this way would almost suggest that, although different than the way Rebbe presented the idea before.
Right, that's what I meant in response to right. what Arya said. Arya said originally, it's consistent with the way we're reading the Gemara. And exactly. I said, no, not really, because really what he's doing, and that's what I meant by a little window. This is in a way, again, I'm reconstructing Reb Chaim's read of Chavla Achrini. I never heard directly or seen directly that that's how he read it. But to me, it's a davar pashut that that's how the Ritva and Reb Chaim have to read it. I think it's just a great little window, I say, into what the contribution of Brisk was. In other words, the conceptualization of certain ideas, as opposed to seeing them more, at least initially, in pragmatic terms. Again, when the Gemara says, Iska Shavayis Ladadi, that's kind of what the Gemara is saying there, according to most Rishonim, too. And for the Ritva and anybody who's going to read the Gemara this way, that's what the words Chav Lachrini mean too. But initially, at least, and by the way, I say it with admiration. Initially, the Or Sameach is saying, and that's not wrong, even if you hold like Reb Chaim. Let's just see Lemaisa, where there's a Tosefes Chav Lachrini here. Of course, you have to look at that for sure. The only thing I'm saying is that if you were Reb Chaim and you were doing this, you would also have to inject. Another factor into the investigation, and that is there may be Chav Lachrinis that don't reflect a chalos, right? And there may be situations where there's no Chav Lachrini, but it's still the Gemara chalos, and you have to at least contend with that. I think Reb Chaim just bypassed the whole thing because he was more interested. I'm guessing. I only know from the Rav's Torah Shebal Peh, just mentioned it once that when I was there, that the Reb Chaim, was makbid to have Eidei Kiyum for a chuppah, but he really, really felt conceptually that the nature of what chuppah is doesn't require it again. I'm reconstructing the rest. How would he read the Gemara? What would he have done as opposed to the Or Sameach, or what would the emphasis have been? It would be a global investigation. So let me just mention Kiddushei Bia, since we're all here still anyway. So I can just finish this part and we can move on to other things. Because I think is that the only other thing I asked you to look at that I didn't discuss yet in this topic? Sure? Yeah? Okay. So the Gemara on Daf, again, we might have to speak a couple of minutes about it when we come back. But tomorrow, we don't have Shira because it's this whole
athon. Especially on the schedule, there's Shira at 9:15.
9:15? And when do these thons begin? When?
10:15.
The problem is, if I start, I'm gonna go over time, and it's not gonna be fair. I'll leave it as it is. So when we come back, let me just speak about Gemara Bia for a second, and we'll count the added today. When we come back, we still have to discuss this a little bit more, but mostly we're finished with this part of it. I do want to still speak about. A little more about Asar Kulam Kehekdesh, because there are some issues there. And what else didn't we talk about here? We have to talk still on the base, but maybe we'll do it afterwards, after Chalipin, about Shava Kesef Kekesef, which comes up on the base, but we'll discuss it after we discuss, or in the context of Chalipin, and the Hagdara of Shava Pruta. By which I don't care how many grains of silver per se it is. Although that's important to know. But meaning, is it an objective sum, and defined by a certain period in history, or does it depend on the role you know, in any economic system, you know, what is the buying power or the symbolic significance? We have to talk about dinars still. There's things we still have to talk about in the beginning, but mostly I think maybe I'll need one more share just to finish up this part, but pretty much we're there. So let me just talk about very quickly about this other part, because that's a piece of that Reb Chaim also, that's a piece of, that actually is made it b'ksav, not in the chibur, which he wrote, but at least in the kisvei ha-talmidim, in what we used to call the stencils, Kiddusha Gracha L'Shas. So that's the Gemara Daf, this discussion of the Gemara Daf Yudah Amud Aleph. So what do we know about that? Yonatan? What's the Gemara Yudah Amud Aleph? What's the background? Well, yeah, the Gemara discusses Bia Eris Nosa and Sunosa, true. But the Gemara also discusses that's very critical, obviously, to our Bia issue, which we're building up. But then the Gemara also has another discussion, and that is Tchilas Bia Kono Sof Bia Kono, right? Yeah. And what does the Gemara say? Nafkamina Kegon Sheher Above Pashtav Yada Vekibla Kiddusha Miacher Inami Lekoin Gadol. The Koin Gadol issue is where the Ramban gets into the possibility of Kupat Kono and Kiddusha. But we'll get to this Gemara later on, hopefully not too later. So the Gemara says, what's the story? So what's the Gemara's conclusion? Avram? Avram Eimar Mishmei Rava Kol Abol Datol Gemar Bia. Right? Okay. So that's a bit of a vague... it makes clear that Pashta Yada, that it depends on Gemar Bia, but it raises an interesting question, Kol Abol Datol Gemar Bia, whether or not this is like an Umdana, right, or it's more than that, right? Either way, what's the discussion in the Rishonim? Alatar? Yeah? No? Correct. It seems like, you know, Ha'ara works for Ishus. Who's asked this question? Bali Tosos, the Rif, right? By implication, the Rambam. All the Rishonim are bothered by... You have it there? Let's read it quickly. Tema, right? Yeah. Who's a Rajba? Excellent. I get Jewish history credit for that. Okay. Kim Hara, right. If he is Poresh before Gemar Bia, I mean, objectively, it is a Maisa Bia. It's just that, you know, Daito Gemar Bia, but in this case, it reflects, and that's a Tanat. So basically, it's a Hechatimtzi answer, right? Nazlo Koni Barok, Kim Chadaito Gemar Bia. Good. Aloshar Mochiach, go ahead. The Kamar. Okay, good, fine. Or Rivam. Maybe it's not enough. It doesn't depend objectively. That's an interesting machlokas too. When we get to it, we'll discuss it more fully. But for our purposes right now, it's a similar answer, right? If he's mefaresh, that's different. Avol b'stam, daitol gemar bia. Good. Meaning the question here is there's tchilas and sof hara. Again, this is all getting very, you know, very specific. Okay, another practical way to solve the problem. Go ahead. Okay, good. What does Rabbi Nissim go and say? Yeah. Oh. So Rabbi Nissim Gaon came up with a distinction between Kiddushin and Chuppah. And the questions are about what language of Kicha? Kicha. By the way, if you hold that Kicha, that the Suin is some sort of a continuation of Kiddushin, not so terrible. Right? Anyways, and we also saw again, remember Tosas, right? Kiyikach Ishisha with the Heya Hayadia, the Nesua, right? Unlike some of the other Rishon. Okay, that's interesting that Tosas on Beis said that, and that Tosas on Yud is critical of that. What?
No,
yeah, good, correct. So, okay. What is the Rambam Shita?
The Rambam
like the Rosh Mishans, like the... Yeah,
like Rambam Shita.
Yeah, because the Rambam... Where's that, Noah? We actually already read it.
It's Yud
Alf. Yeah. You read it before, right?
Yeah.
Adam, read it before. You have it?
Yeah.
Whoever had it. Do you have it? No? You can read it if you have it, because you're... What is it, the quarterback? Yeah, I know it's the quarterback.
Russo...
Or what your question is, he a quarterback, or is he like... He's like the running back.
What about
fullback?
Hockey?
What?
Hockey.
He's making the charge, the defenseman who is, the mobile defenseman. Yeah. Go ahead. Wait, so what did he say already? Okay. So that's the Gemara Nivamos.
Yeah.
So the Rambam holds, and the Riff hold like the Donin. So, of course, that works beautifully with the idea that the Rambam, qualitatively distinguishes between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Again, together with the omission of Eidei Kiyum and the other distinctions that we spoke about. But the way Reb Chaim explains it in the Chibur is very specifically connected to Das. And not in the Chibur, I mean in the stencils. What he says is, what the Gemara tells us here is that Kol Ha Boel Dato Al Gemar Bia. Right? But that's only going to apply. What that really means is that somehow your Das, right, is going to define whether you consider this to be Bia or not. So when it comes to Erusin, right, which is, the Yetziras HaChalos, and I'll add, which doesn't say that in the stencils, but which requires Edikium, right, which has a Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Ein Isha Miskadesh Asela Bidaita, right? So the Das is not just even Ratzon, right? It's quote-unquote Das, meaning... Instead of thinking, there's a physical action, then you have to also agree that what the action is affecting with an E, or effectuating, is you have to go along with that. You have to give your assent. Right? But in the case of Erusin, it's much more than that. Right? What really is happening is you are transforming this physical action into this transcendent chalos. Right? That's why you need Edikiyum. That's why you need a higher level of Das. It's not just you're going along, you're saying, the action should be effective, I agree, I want it to be. It's more than that. Your Das is redefining what this is. So that's where we say, even though objectively, Hara'a, Tchilas Bia, Izumaisa Bia, but Kol HaBoel Dato Al Gmar Bia, as far as he's concerned, it's like a super Tanai, right? His Das, his perspective, is holding back the Hagdara. He wants to get married, but from his point of view, the Hagdara of this Maisa Bia depends on the Sof. That's an amazing idea. It's an amazing Chiddush. Right? But that's only going to apply where the Chalos Das is both needed and therefore has the also capacity. Again, he doesn't say so much in the stencils, but this is basically what he's saying. Has the capacity, right, to integrate into, because it transforms the Maisa. But in Chuppah, which is just a Maisa Matir, a Maisa Chuppah, etc., that depends objectively. You may not need Das, or if it does, it needs Ratzon, it doesn't need Das. There's no Chalos Das to delay the Hagdara of the Maisa. The Maisa is defined objectively and narrowly by what it is. Al Pidin Hara'a Tchilas Bia is Bia. So when he's doing this Bia for Chuppah, great. Ein Daito Alal Gmar Bia. Who cares? Right? Again, it's not the same as saying, he's doing a Chuppah Bal Korcha Da'atzmo. We're not saying that. He wants to do the Chuppah. He thinks, or he would like to redefine it, it's, you know, its scope and its nature. Who cares? There's no such thing. Okay. So, what I do want to finish with next time, when we come back, have a question? Are we good? Okay. So I want to finish when we come back is I do want to speak a little bit more about the question of kinyan and chuppah. Right? And some of the lashonos regarding that. Sher, ksus, hafar sadarim, yerusha, tuma. So we'll briefly speak about that, and then I think we'll be able mostly... then that and a little bit about Asar Kulam Makhak, the things that I mentioned, probably those two things, and then probably we're going to be picking up when we come back with the Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph about Chuppah. And then through Chuppah we'll do Shavu Kesef and Pruta and Pita.